Okay, now let's go to the last prize. It's a Manavort Prize, which is given to the best article written by a young economist. And this year, this prize has been given to Frédéric Koestler, who was written with Jan Hagenbach, an article named Strategic Communication Networks. And this article was published by the Review of Economics Studies just at the end of the year 2010. Congratulations. And
okay, so it's very pleasant to see our contribution in economic theory recognized by other researchers. Such a prize is very encouraging for our future work. So we, Jean and me, would like to deeply thank the Association Française de Sciences Économiques and the committee who made the decision for this prize. So maybe just a few words about this paper. The originality of this work is to directly link players' preference in a class of coordination game to the communication networks that could emerge through Chiptalk. Compared to other work in the literature on networks, communication link in our paper, let's say from Alice to Bob, means that Alice has an incentive to truthfully reveal her information to Bob. Among other things, we show that central players in terms of preferences not only transmit the information to more individuals, but they also transmit information to more distant players than extreme players. Due to players' coordination motive, we also show that communication to a larger group may be feasible, even though communication to a smaller subset of that group only may not be incentive compatible. So it's a nice occasion to think about this paper again, which has been at the origin of other papers. Mainly, it initiated a new project with Eduardo Perez and Jan Hagenbach, where we examine full disclosure of information in more general games, assuming now that players can have the ability to provide some evidence or hard information to the other players. So, thank you very much.